What do you call that bush that has a bunch of berries right up at the top of it? It grows in good land, has a lot of little leaves, or a lot of little fingers on the leaf. Probably it's about one of the first to turn red in the fall. And then the seeds turn red.
The seed turn red.
Yeah, or the berries turn red. Oh, it grows.
And whole trees?
No.
These have kind of a thorn-like.
No. Shoemake?
Shoemake?
Yeah.
Shoemake, yes, we've got shoemakes here. Oh, they don't wait till fall. They turn red now, ain't they?
Yeah.
Well, it's getting up now till fall.
Yeah, it is, darn it. Mm-hmm. It's too soon. Do quail live around those, or?
Quails?
Uh-huh.
Oh, they go around through them, of course. I don't know what they eat them. I don't know anything about that. I know we kids used to take them, lick them. They're sour-like taste to them. Mm-hmm. We used to chew them and spit the seeds out.
Hmm. I think kids will eat about anything or try about anything. Do you have that vine here that has the three leaves?
The poison oak.
Uh-huh.
And poison ivy.
Does that bother you?
One's a poison, the other's not poison. I don't know one from the other. One's a three leaf and one's a five leaf. And none don't poison me. I don't know one from the other.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know which is a poison ivy.
Doesn't bother you, huh?
No, it don't bother
me. The chiggers bother you?
Yeah, well, the chiggers eat me up, yeah.
What do they do? They bite you and then?
They bite me and then they big well sprayed up on it, so they bit.
Mm-hmm.
If we move over that way, we might be a little bit cooler.
Well, I'm all right. How about you? Would you like to?
I'm all right. I'm plenty warm.
Yeah, I am too. I just thought I'd come over here so that noise wouldn't come in the machine here.
We got about the grapevines.
What kinds
of grapes? Wild grapes, possum grapes, grapes. So maybe some call them fox grapes and some possum grapes.
Uh-huh.
We don't have any of them large muscadines here.
Mm-hmm. What does a possum grape look like?
Well, just a grape on there, a small black grape.
Are they good to eat or are they tart?
Oh, yes, they'll make good in jail and jam. And they're sour, all right. They're a sour grape.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was asking you about chiggers. Do these spots itch or anything like
this? Oh, yes, they'll itch. You just claw the hide and I'll scratch that.
I've been tempted to buy some
sugar git, or sugar
repellent,
or something like that. I don't
spray
know.
Bottle, or spray can.
I haven't heard about it, but I never didn't use nothing like that.
I use sulfur. Mostly I just itch.
I'll take my bath, put the Clorox in the water, and that's about all I ever do for the sugar bites.
Does this stop the bite from itching? Or?
Oh, yes.
Huh. How much do you put in?
Pour out a bottle. I don't know how much. I don't empty the bottle. I want to have it for a long time. I expect I'll put in maybe a couple of tablespoons or two tablespoonsful in a old time bathtub, wash tub.
Yeah.
And now, of course, I just put in the lab in there and take the rag and over. I start taking a bath while I just take this rag and dump it in. I'll put I guess a half gallon of water in there and drop in a tablespoonful of that Clorox. And then take the rag and just sponge all where the sugars have been a bite and eating on me.
Yeah, oh boy, I hate those.